Roger Kerlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of February 19th and News on the Edge. So I'm shaking myself off from a very soggy weekend, and I hope everyone was safe and still had a good weekend and just sipping some coffee on a chilly morning. And speaking of coffee spots, don't forget to stop into our two favorite places in the Edge District, Intermezzo or Grassroots. Fun fact, they have the longest hours in the district. So Intermezzo opens up at 8 a.m. And Monday they are closed a little short at 3 p.m., give their staff a little evening time off. But the rest of the time they're open till midnight or even 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. So that's 16 hours plus most days. And then Grassroots, they're open 17 hours a day on Common. So 7 a.m. till midnight. 8 a.m. a little bit later in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, but still longest hours in the district, except the only thing open longer is Ferg's Pizza ATM. So you can get a pizza 24/7 from Ferg's Pizza ATM, and it's actually quite delicious. They're made there and cooked fresh in that machine. Stop by and check it out. Wanted to give everybody a heads up on some things that are coming soon to the Edge District. So if you're not familiar with us, we go from 16th Street to 9th Street along Central Avenue and include 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue with businesses, over 100 businesses in our district. So the Moxie Hotel will be opening up this spring. They're going to have a rooftop bar and restaurant, stunning views, some other businesses on the ground floor. So very, very soon, just a couple of months away, that parking will reopen out front. Sidewalk will reopen, and we're looking forward to our brand new stunning jewel in the district. If you're not familiar with Seashoe Crispy, you will be. It is an amazing local following Asian restaurant, and it's going to be opening on the west side of the Edge District, so keep an eye out for that. The Copa Cocktail Lounge and Tapas Bar, huge, huge favorite in the Edge for a long time now, is expanding. Their space is almost going to double out front and double inside. So just know they're going to have all sorts of fun things and some things they couldn't do before with their space because it might have been too small. They're going to be able to do some bigger events now. So very excited for Copa. We've got a national group coming in, Sweet Greens, big, huge following. So they'll be next to the Enigma Bar and Lounge Group. One of my favorite things that's coming to the district, though, is we're getting our very own parking garage, first time ever. So the district's been working on it for a long time, and it's coming to fruition. We expect that to open by the end of this year, with over 400 parking spaces for the district. So park and pay there, and you'll be around all the fun stuff you want to do. There's also a beer garden coming soon. That's near Booker Creek, so look forward to that. A scavenger hunt, and more. We've got all sorts of fun stuff coming in the district. And certainly circle your calendars for March 2nd. That's our Edge quarterly cleanup from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. where a lot of our businesses and volunteers, we come together, we have a good time. Keep Pinellas Beautiful helps sponsor that. Suncoast as well with some donuts and refreshments. And just a fun day to meet some people, get out, get some fresh air, and make the district sparkle. For the Get Hungry segment today, I'm going to do veggie style. So if you've not had Bavaro's Verde Salad, it's just perfect, has the perfect amount of dressing, perfect mix of vegetables, extremely refreshing, one of my favorite things to have in the afternoon. Over at Copa, they have the Jerk Tofu Spring Rolls. So you don't even know there's not meat. It's just so tasty and just outstanding little tapas item to have for the whole table. Get a couple orders of that. And over at Papo's, you can build your own tempeh. So it's a burrito, a bowl, a taco, whatever you want, all the fixins and mixins with it. But tempeh is a great vegetarian option over there at Papo's. Last but not least, Red Mesa Mercado has the grilled veggie burrito. So if you love grilled veggies, which I do in burrito style, what's not to love about that, especially on a cool day like today or a cool week like this week? It'd be a good item to have. I did want to give one more thing that's coming soon. The Crepeway Cafe by the La Creperia group from Ybor, that group is bringing a restaurant to the Edge Eatery, and a couple of their things, they're going to have avocado toast, so there's another veggie item for you. Just all sorts of yummy breakfast. They are even talking about some Greek martinis, so I'm excited. A few things to do in the Edge District. The Cirque Bazaar is here February 22nd through March 24th. I know the tickets are going really, really fast. That allows you to park, see a show, and come over for dinner or drinks over in the Edge District. And then the Zubrick Magic Theater, always great. Plan ahead. They sell out regularly. And then if you want something more hands-on, you can make your own candle. So bring a group of friends, family, colleagues, make your own candle. It's a great group building exercise. And I think they have 100 different scents that you can combine together to make your own special candle. If you want to find us, edgedistrict.org, and have a fabulous week.